we're going to have to rebuild within this wild, wild west of information flow some sort of curating function.
It's time for the Access of Easy podcast, the weekly technology digest that keeps you ahead of the curve.
We've got to maybe do something with the internet.
Brought to you by EasyDNS.com.
Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people.
The FTC is preparing a possible antitrust case against Facebook. A ransomware attack on a German hospital causes a fatality. Another Magecart attack hits over 2,000 e-commerce sites. And the projection racket, how we cede our autonomy one step at a time. Hey, everybody. This is Mark Jeftovic with another episode of Access of Easy. I think this one is 164. We're recording it on September 21st, 2020. That means the show notes for this week's podcast will be up on accessofeasy.com/164. And let's do the quotes. Last week's quote was, intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education. That was by Martin Luther King, and nobody got it. This week's quote is, the disappearance of a sense of responsibility is the most far-reaching consequence of submission to authority. Remember the rules, no searching it up online. The first person to post the correct source of the quote to the show notes page gets their next domain or web hosting renewal on us. So the FTC is preparing an antitrust case against Facebook. According to the Wall Street Journal, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission is gearing up to file an antitrust suit against Facebook, which could be filed before the end of the year. It's not guaranteed that a suit will be filed, despite the preparations, but the Wall Street Journal is speculating that the legal theory behind it is Facebook's practice of acquiring potential competitors. And Facebook avoided an earlier suit aimed at the company's lack of privacy practices after paying a record $5 billion settlement. And we also reported back in Access of Easy number 146 that there is also an antitrust investigation underway into Google. Also, Facebook, Instagram has been sued. Also, Facebook, they're being sued over their Instagram subsidiary, which was a competitor that they bought. And the allegation is that they have been watching their users through the device camera. It's a new complaint filed in a San Francisco federal court and alleges that the Instagram app spied on users by accessing their device cameras when they weren't actively being used. Facebook denied the allegations, blamed the behavior on a software bug. And the plaintiff counters that the behavior is, quote, intentional and done for the purpose of collecting lucrative and valuable data on its users that it would not otherwise have access to, end quote. This is a separate lawsuit than the one we reported on back in Access of Easy number 159. And that one alleges that Instagram illegally collects biometric data by creating face templates from its face tagging feature. Suspicious activity spotted on previously hacked CRA accounts. That's Canada Revenue Agency. So we also reported this back in Access of Easy 159 that there was a security breach at the Canada Revenue Agency. At the time, the official number of identities whose data had been compromised was placed at about 5,000. Now the Treasury Board of Canada is saying they've uncovered suspicious activity on 48,000 of those CRA accounts that were breached in those July and August compromises. The CRA is saying that the system targeted was called GC Key, through which Canadians access immigration and unemployment insurance services, but it itself was not hacked. They say the affected users were targeted via credential stuffing. That means they were reusing authentication credentials that had been compromised in other hacks. So remember, don't reuse your passwords. Use a password manager like 1Password or LastPass. We just switched over to Bitwarden, which we can host on our own network. And that way we've got the data inside our own DMZ. We rather like it that way. Ransomware attack on German hospital causes a fatality. In what appears to be the first instance of this kind, a ransomware attack has led to the death of a person in Germany. The attack was on the Dusseldorf University Hospital, and it caused them to be unable to receive inbound emergency patients. So a woman who was being brought to the ER at that afflicted hospital was then diverted to another facility 20 miles away, and she died en route. And to make it even worse, it appears as though the hospital was not even the target of the ransomware attack. It was intended to hit the nearby university. Authorities are still investigating the facts of the matter, but if it turns out that the diversion of that patient to another location is what killed her, then they're going to treat this cyber attack as a homicide. Fraud prevention unicorn implodes amid SEC investigation into fraud. So a Las Vegas-based fraud prevention startup called NS8, they recently raised $123 million at a $400 million valuation from the VC firm Lightspeed. They just fired hundreds of employees via an all-hands Zoom meeting and disclosed that they were under investigation by the SEC for fraudulent activity. The company bills itself as a fraud detection and prevention platform for small business. And heading into the equity raise, they boasted about a 200% jump in annual revenues, but they're burning between $4 and $6 million a month, and they apparently have offices in Miami, Amsterdam, Singapore, Melbourne, Australia, San Remo, and California. Another Magecart attack hits over 2,000 e-commerce sites. So this came in via ThreatPost. Quote, "One of the largest known Magecart campaigns to date took place over the weekend, with nearly 2,000 e-commerce sites hacked in an automated campaign that may be linked to a zero-day exploit. The attacks have impacted tens of thousands of customers who had their credit card and other information stolen." End quote. So Magecart, we've reported on Magecart hacks before in Access of Easy. It's a type of credit card skimmer that gets injected into websites running Magento, and it lifts the credit card data being entered into an online form via a keylogger and sends that back to the hackers. Researchers say that most of the sites affected had no previous security incidents, and the theory is the attack vector was a Magento zero day, and they saw one offered up for sale on a Hacker Underground board for about $5,000 USD in August. Chinese database exposed detailing targeting info on 2.4 million influencers. So an associate professor from the Fulbright University in Vietnam has revealed the existence of a data trove compiled by a Chinese company known to supply government, military, and intelligence agencies. The professor, whose name is Chris Bowling, has co-authored a paper outlining how the company used open source intelligence collection techniques to compile dossiers on 2.4 million influential people, known as the Overseas Key Information Database, OKIDB. According to Bowling, the database, quote, specifically targets influential individuals and institutions across a variety of industries, from politics to organized crime or technology and academia, just to name a few. The database flows from sectors the Chinese state and linked enterprises are known to target. The breadth of the data is also staggering. It compiles information on everyone from key public individuals to low-level individuals in an institution to better monitor and understand how to exert influence when needed. End quote. People of influence includes the likes of politicians, activists, academics, military officers, media personalities, and government employees. Operation Legend, pacifying U.S. cities with intrusive surveillance. So this piece came in via The Intercept. It looks at various layers of surveillance technology that an increasingly militarized police force across the U.S. are using now more than ever. So now police departments are getting federal funding from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. They also get grants from the Department of Justice, and they invest it in technologies like ShotSpotter, which are sensors installed around the city that detect the sound of gunshots, and real-time license plate readers that vacuum up all the licenses within sight, and they put a live feed into a video wall of surveillance feeds. Other surveillance tools being procured are social media extraction and cell phone hacking technologies. We've mentioned NSO Group several times in Access of Easy. Turns out there's another company, also an Israeli one, like NSO, called Cellbrite, and they also make systems that can pull data off of smartphones. So these technologies are being combined for use in a comprehensive law enforcement operation to tame multiple U.S. cities. Operation Legend is being coordinated for Memphis, and the article also outlines the ongoing legal battle between civil liberty activists and Memphis authorities. And it's already been deployed in St. Louis. In all, Operation Legend and its precursor, Operation Relentless Pursuit, are being run in four other cities in addition to Memphis. The projection racket, how we seed our autonomy one step at a time. So this is a piece from Ben Hunt over at Epsilon Theory. It's not technology related per se, but we've mentioned him in one of our salons, number 13, actually. And Epsilon Theory and Ben Hunt, they concern themselves more with the role of narrative in our society. And since the carrier tone for narrative is technology, I find his work or their work quite interesting and to the point. Quote, anyone who considers themselves a small c conservative should feel uncomfortable about burning anything down without knowing what it is. Anyone who considers themselves a small L liberal should feel uncomfortable about burning anything down without knowing how we plan to do it. Anyone who is invested in a message of change from the bottom up should feel uncomfortable about a solution that sounds like it comes from the top down, end quote. And what he says here that I think is pretty important for everybody to be aware of is his outline for the three main reasons people voluntarily surrender their freedoms. Reason number one is because they think it's necessary. Reason number two is because they think it'll be temporary. And the third reason, perhaps the most insidious of all, is that we trade in our freedoms bit by bit in exchange for high-sounding platitudes about freedom and democracy and equality, but in reality, what we get instead are more controls, more inequality, and more authoritarianism. And don't jump to conclusions here. Ben is by no means some right-wing libertarian the way some of the readers might think I am. But what Hunt consistently does is he thinks about issues in terms of narrative from beyond the left-right paradigm, which is why I think it's important and refreshing to look at it that way. Finally, Access of Easy, salon number 22, when the going gets weird, the weird turn to YouTube. So we had another great talk with all three of us. We talked about all sorts of things, resilience, the network state, and the release of Charles Hugh Smith's new book, A Hacker's Teleology, Sharing the Wealth of Our Shrinking Planet. So go out and get that. Also on the Access of Easy last week, Jesse had a piece on GPT-3 and existential angst. And Charles had one, This Is Why Inflation Will Rip Everybody's Face Off. So you might want to check those out. And anything else on accessofeasy.com. The show notes for this week's edition would be at accessofeasy.com/164. And that's it for this week. Stay healthy, stay sane, stay calm, and we will see you all next week. You going? Burning in the clothes you wear, 1100 crushed in the panic on the stairs. The fire that's a thought that's using entrepreneur. You got those women working, but you're looking good, I swear. That's Bangladesh. Rhymes with your flesh. You just got more.